Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi, Baruch Hashem. We are back here in Eretz Yisrael, and we pick up with Peites on the Beis as we are in the middle of Perek HaChovel, the eighth Perek of Maseches Baba Kama, all about the Malach of Wounding. Remember, we discussed the order of the Prakim, why HaChovel is here in between Geneva and Gzela. Is it because that Geneva often, I don't know who it is, I don't know who did it, so I'm going to accuse people, I'm going to get the fights, right? And that's why Geneva leads to Chavala, right? That was the suggestion of one opinion. The Shimon Kubetz's quarter, Rabbeinu Yohanan, at the beginning of Perek Merubah, are related to that. Or the Melech HaShlomo had said that Chavala has within it Knossos, which is also similar to Dalet V'Heh. So that's the, related to the order of the Prakim. But now we are in the Sugyas here in Achovel relating to details of Chavala, and specifically relating to powers of the wife regarding her possessions that she brought into the marriage vis-a-vis the husband. So the Gemara here is discussing Takanas Usha, one of the various Takanas Ushas that are mentioned more elsewhere. But here, the one Takanas Usha that was mentioned on Pei Ches Amid Beis, where the Gemara said, in the name of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Be Usha Hiskinu, a woman who sells from her nechse malug. We know the two types of nechasim that a woman brings into the marriage. The nechse tzon barzel, that stay with her, those are written in the ksuba, and she gets it back at the end, the value, because that's why it's nechse tzon barzel. It's like barzel, it's like iron. Versus nechse malug, which she brings in the goof, and the husband has rights to the peros in the interim, during the time of the marriage. And the Baal can pluck, that's the word maliga, malug. And what happens if a woman sells the nechse malug during her husband's lifetime, and then she breathes the ceases? So the husband can be motzi miyad al kuchos, right? That's what the takana of Usha that we are discussing. That even though a woman sells it at the time, but if she dies, then the husband can take away basically a limit on her power. That's what they did in this takana. So now the Gemara that we're up to, Peites on the Beis, two-thirds of the way down, says the Gemara, Lema Takanas Usha Tanaihi. Let's suggest that maybe the whole idea of Takanas Usha, whether there is such a Takana, is a Machlokas Tanaim. Why? The Tani Chada, because one Brisa says, Avde Malug Yotzin Bishen Vayin Leisha Avalo Leish. We know that a woman can bring anything into the marriage in terms of Nechse Malug. So what if she has Avadim Avde Malug? So one Brisa says that what happens, Who is considered the owner, the bailim of the avadim, the special din of yotze b'shein va'ayin? That is the question that the Gemara is dealing with, that the Brises are dealing with. So first Brises says that the eved would go free if the woman knocks out his shein va'ayin, which is a reflection that the woman is the one that is the bailim, yotzei b'shein va'ayin b'isha v'lo l'ish, but not for the man. V'tanya idach lo l'ish v'lo l'isha. And the other brisa says no, for neither. Neither, even if the woman knocks out the shein va'ayin of the eved, the Evan would not go free. So why is that? What's the Nukudas of Machlokas of the Brisa? One says only the woman, the other one says the husband and the wife. Said, both are excluded. So Savrua de Kuli Alma. Kinyin Peiros Lavka Kinyin Aguftami. So we say that maybe we think that everybody agrees Kinyin Peiros, which is the husband has Kinyin Peiros in the Malug. So everybody agrees that Kinyin Peiros are not Kinyin Aguf. Meaning that is why for sure the husband cannot, or the halacha is that if the husband is mapil shein va'ayin, the eved does not go free because kinyan peiros is lav kinyan aguf. So what's the machlokas about whether the woman's actions sets the eved free? So my lav haka miflagi. So maybe the machlokas is as follows: demand to amar leisha, the one who says leisha that for the woman, the Eved would go free, less like Takana Susha. He does not hold the Takana Susha, meaning there is no limit on the woman's ability to sell the Eved. And if that's true, so that's why it's considered the woman as being the main Bailim. She has full power in this to do what she wants, and therefore she is considered the Bailim, and the Eved goes free. Umanda Amar Lola Ishva Lola Ishid, according to the one who says, no, neither. if the man or the woman, even the woman, does not have the power, isle takana zusha. So that opinion, the second brisa, holds a takana zusha, and therefore both are excluded. The husband is excluded because of kinyan peiros lav kinyan aguf, like we spoke about Reish Lakish, that this is one of the few places that we hold like Reish Lakish, kinyan peiros is lav kinyan aguf, and the isha, the woman, is also limited in that the husband's ability to be motzi miyad al akuchos after the woman dies, that reflects a limitation on her ability to sell, and therefore that would also preclude her from being the bialim regarding the halacha of shein v'ayin. The Berachas Shmuel of Baruch Meir here, it says in Yevamis in Os Chaf that the chiddush is, at least according to the suggestion, that in the first brisa, that the kinyan peiros of the husband, even if you say kinyan peiros lav kinyan guftam, you might say it's something. So to say that just because the after takanas usha, the woman still has full power, that's still a chiddush. That's the chiddush of this suggestion of the Gemara. That the kinyan peiros lav kinyan guftam, it's still a kinyan peiros. But still that would not limit it to be considered birshusa of the woman. That's what he says. De mekiva de ikir haguf shela. The kinyan peiros lav kinyan haguf dami, lo mahani kinyan peiros didei, sheechashav kena birshusa. Vigara afilu meapotika, b'chulu, and he continues. That's the chiddush. That, again, this is a major shas topic. Kinya peiros, kinya guf, lav kinya guf tami. So the Berachas Shmuel is saying, even if you say lav kinya guf, you might have said that it has some significance regarding the competing bailus. And that's what the Berachas Shmuel says. No, there is no limiting of the woman's power once you have takanas usha. So that's the first suggestion. The Gemara says, isn't this what the two brises are arguing about? Says the Gemara, towards the bottom, lo. No, there are three other suggestions what they might be arguing about. Number one, lo, dekuli alma islu takanas usha. Maybe everybody holds like takanas usha. Everybody holds like Rabbi Yosef Chanina's opinion that once the Rabbanim were misakein up north in Usha, that if a woman sells and predeceases her husband, the Baal can be motzi. Ella kan kodem kan lachar takana. One way to explain the brises is before and after. Before the takana, she has full power, and therefore she's considered the bialim. Mashein kein afterwards. It is fascinating, though, that you would have thought that the din of bialus by shein va'ayin is a fundamental definition of who the bialim is. Did takanas Usha change formal bialus? They changed ability, practical ability of what the husband could do. But it's clear from the Gemara that that is enough. The practical ability is enough to change the formal definition of who the bialim is for shein v'ayin. And once the takana took place, that limits her bialus, and therefore the din d'oraisa, takana zusha is a drabanan. But the din d'oraisa is affected by what the rabbanan did in terms of the ability to sell and not to sell. Number one. Number two, v'yibay yaseim, or a second suggestion, idividi lacha takana. Everybody holds, it's after the takana, v'yislai luhu takana susha. Everybody holds that there's a takana, and then the husband can be most bad on kuchos. And the question then is, why in the first brisa does the woman have the power? Not power, just that if she is mapil shein va'ayin of the eved, do we say that still the eved goes free? Her power is limited. Ela lamanda amar leisha velo leish maitaima. What's the reason for the woman's ability? Kidarava. Dama Rava is based on Rava, as Rava says in many different places in Shas. Hektish chametz v'shichrur mafkir midei shibud. If there is a lien, if there is a shibud that somebody has on one of my properties, there are three ways that shibud could be undermined and be precluded, even though it's a shibud. So shibud, as we know, to use the Ritva's Lashon from the first parak of Kiddushin, it's a mixas kinyan. It's very strong that the person has a connection to my property, but still, there are three ways to get rid of that shibud, even if it exists. Hektish chametz v'shichrur. One of those. Hektish v'amaktish the shibud chametz. If Pesach comes, we'll get back to Hektish, but chametz is if Pesach comes and now the shibud becomes aser b'hana. What's the case? A non-Jew lends me money and I have chametz as a mashkon to pay him back, and the chametz stays in my house. I don't give it to the guy. If I give it to the guy, then it's already connected to him and it might not become aser b'hana. And it's not the hufka from the shibud. But in the case where I keep it, And that's what the Gemara says in Psachim. Rashi quotes it here. So then that chavis becomes Aser Bana, and it's Mafkia, the Shibud, that this Mashgon has connected to the Goy, and I have to be Mavarit. I would violate Bali Rabbi Yimatzeh on some level. And Shichrur, if I have an Evet that I'm Meshachrer, that is also Meshubad to pay back a loan of some kind, so those three are Mafkia Midei Shibud. So too here, in the case where, even though property is meshubah to the husband, if the woman is mapel shein va'ayin of the eved, so that would that dinda araisa would be mafkia from the shibud, and that's the second braisa holds of Rava. Let's just finish the line, and then we'll talk about the first word lema derava tanahi. So really, so is only the second braisa holding of Rava? The first braisa wouldn't hold of Rava. This the chiddush din of Rava of hekdesh chavis v'shichrur. So we'd rather not say that. So Mar says, "Lo, the kuli alma islahu derava, the hacha almua rabbanan l'shibude debal." Everybody holds of Rava that this power would exist, but the other braisa holds, even though that is normally true, the rabbanan by Usha made the power of the baal even stronger. That the din of Rava, usually applies by general shibudim, but by the case of the Rabbanan being strengthening the shibud of the Baal, that is super overriding the halacha of Rava. Okay, so everybody could hold the Rava. Either way, that is a second suggestion, what the Brisa has a machlokas about. There is the shita of Rashi here, which we've mentioned often. We mentioned it about 11 days ago, Dafayin Test, Dafayin Vav, something that's come up very often. Rashi says it in many of the places that Rava makes this statement. Let's focus on the first word. Hektish is mafkia midei shibud. Which type of hektish is mafkia midei shibud? So, we usually mention only Rashi, but here we'll mention all the different opinions in the Rishonim, the three different opinions. Rashi says it here. Tosfos says it here. Fourth line in Rashi. Vidavka kedushas haguf. Avokdushas damim lo alimi la afkue shibud malve. What does Rashi say? Rashi says the only type of hakdosha that is mafkia mide shibud is kedushas haguf. We know the two ways to be makdish something. If I makdish a table, or which the Beis HaMikdash doesn't need my table, so the Beis HaMikdash is going to take the table and sell it and then use that money. That's kedushas damim. Or kedusha, or other types of bedek habayis, however it's called. But the other type of hakdasha is kedushas haguf, kedushas mizbeach, where a makdash something in the Beis HaMikdash is going to use that item. A makdash an animal, a makdash a spoon, a makdash a bowl, a makdash a kli sharis, whatever it is, kedushas haguf, says Rashi, for some reason, hektish bafkia bidei shibud is only by kedushas haguf, the second type, and not by the first type. And that's Rashi, and Rashi says it, not only here, he says it in Psachim, he says it in Ksubis. Excuse me, the question is why? So we discussed it at length a week and a half ago in the Shiurim relating to the Chiddush of Reb Chaim and others based on many other Makoros. And that is that Hakdasha works differently, the two different Hakdashas. Rashi says Alimi, but really it's different. Kedushas Mizbeach is that I am Makdish the animal directly. I imbue it with Kedusha. Memela, once it has Kedusha, then it becomes Mamono Shel Hekdash. But the first step is that I'm makdish it. Kedushas bedek habayis, no. That means I make it mamono shel hektish. Once it's mamono shel hektish, then memela, it gets kedusha. It's kind of opposite, the way that Rabbi Chanan quoted that idea. Is it that it gets kedusha and then memela becomes mamono shel hektish, or it becomes mamono shel hektish legally, dini mamonis, and then gets the kedusha? So says Rashi here, the only way that you can be mafkia shibud is through kedushas mizbeach. Because that's going through a different avenue. If I try to do Kedushas Bedek Habayis, which is a Dine Mamanis avenue, but already is lien to someone else. So I can then come along and create a new monetary lien. It's already lien to someone. That's why only Kedushas Aguf would work here, and not Kedushas Damim. That is what Rashi says here at Tosfos. Also, on the top of the Tosfos says that the same idea would apply. Rashi quotes this. This is the context in the Gemara Maseches Yevamos, where somebody has a lien on something. Let's say a shirt is lien to you, and then I make it into a tachrichin of a mace. So it becomes Aser Bahana in that way. So Rashi, the Gemara, the way Rashi says that Gemara, it's the same idea. already, that's not a Didi Mamanis type of idea. I've already labeled this, like I've labeled the Kedushas Mizbeach. So similarly here, Im Asa Shara Butiki Vekdishal Mizbeach, Falav Davka Hekdish, Dehua Did Kol Isurin, Shein Ru'uyin Lefkawa, Kigon Itzdala De Milsa, De Parsua Amisna. Right? You spread it out. You spread out a coat onto a mace. Either way, that is Shitas Rashi, that is Shitas Tosfos, that is what the limit of the Gemara. If you look in Rabbeinu Tam, not here, but if you look in Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYashar, and other Rishonim quote this, Rabbeinu Tam argues. He says, no. He says, the Gemara doesn't limit it. It says Hektish. So Rabbeinu Tam, we don't always mention this in the Sugya, Rabbeinu Tam says, also, Kedushas HaGuf is Mafkiya. Right? All Kedushas are Mafkiya. It's a later monetary Shibud, whether he holds like Reb Chaim, that Chiddush or not. Even if he does, he would say, okay, that's the Chiddush of Rava. But the question is, there are some Gemaras that are brought by Baalei HaTosfos that seem to say a limit, that there's some type of hektesh that is not mafkiya. Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what's not mafkiya? Karka. If I try to be makdish land. So that's not mafkiya midei shibud. Because there, as we know by land, it's ki'ilu nigve dummy. That's already as if it's collected partially by the person it's lead to. Manish Tan Nukashi, he says, Mashapirish Pekuntris. Kachim is Be'ach, Kachim is Gabayas, Manishtanu, Kachim is Be'ach, Mishar Kedushos. That's a great line. It is very different. When a Rishon says, what's the difference? So you know, other Rishonim say, there's a big difference. But he says, so the Rabbeinu Tam continues here, since Sefer Yashar, Kuf Yud Gimel, Bikul Humili, Isi L'Rava, no, Rava says by all Akdeishos, Levad Mikarkoi. V'tayma mishum, and why do you say normally it works? Ki yaktish is beso kodesh amar rachmana, ma beso b'shuso of kol b'shuso. All hektish that is in your b'shus, quotes Rabbi Yochanan that we had earlier in the parak, v'chol metaltalin b'shus hamaktish is to who? All metaltalin, it doesn't matter which pathway you are using for hakdasha. The only one that is excluded is karka. Avo me mekarkoi, ein hektish mafkiya, afilu b'lo apotiki, mishud b'karkoi, keman de gavya l'mal v'dami. It's already considered ki'ilu hufka, and that's why Rabbeinu Tam says that rubber would apply by all hektashos. Good. There is a third opinion that the Torah quotes. The Torah quotes in Choshen Mishpat Kuf Yud Zayin. Well, maybe it all depends, very practical approach, maybe it all depends if the malva has anywhere else to collect from. If he has anywhere else, so it's not as fundamental a hafka. If he has what to collect from, so then it's not mafkiya, it is mafkiya midei shibud. But if he has nowhere else to collect from, then the chachamim did not say that. It's not mafkiya midei shibud because it's not fair to the malva. Okay. Either way, that is the second opinion. What else could these brises be talking about? Again, the brises that have a machlokas about whether when the woman knocks out the tooth or the eye of the eved, does the eved go free? For sure, the husband's action does not free the eved. What about the wife's machlokas? Is that about whether they hold the takana zusha? So we say no. Either it's before or after the takana, or it is whether they hold of Rava straight, or they hold Amur Rabbanan L'shivudi Dabal, and number three, V'iva Yisema, fourth line, Dekule Alma Les Luhula Hari Tarai Takana Zusha. Maybe you're right, everybody holds that we do not hold of Takana Zusha. V'hacha V'kinyin Peiris, V'kinyin Agufta Mikabiflagi. Maybe they're arguing Guf about this issue, Machlokas of Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether Kinyin Peiris are K'kinyin Aguf. Again, if you say Kinyin Peiris are K'kinyin Aguf, so then the husband has only Kinyin Peiris, but that's considered a strong type of Kinyin, so that prevents the woman from being considered the Bailim regarding this halacha, while if you hold Kinyin Peiris lav Kinyin Aguf Dami, then the husband's power is limited, and the woman who has Kinyin Aguf would be able to be considered the Bailim. Fine. Ubeplug de Dani Tanoi, and that machlokes is also the basis for the following machlokes Tanoi. Ditanya, as the Brisa says, talking about a different context. The context of Parshas Mishpatim Yomo Yomayim. We know the halach is with an Eved, or usually without an Eved. If somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, injures someone else, and they die a month later. But it's clear that death was because of the original Hakka. So the person's Chayiv Misa. Doesn't matter how long, or goes to Galus if it was Beshogeg. Doesn't matter how long it took for the person to die. That's the halach. It's still a Maaser Ritzicha, and it caused the death of the victim. But there's a special din, Chiddush din, by Eved. By an Eved Kenani of Yomo Yomayim. That if it's within the first day or two, Yom HaYomayim, which we say, let's say it means within 24 hours, so then the halacha is that he's Chayiv Misa, but if it's after that time, Zeris HaKasif, he is not Chayiv Misa. Special din of Yom HaYomayim. So, says the Brisa, Titania, Hamocher Avdo La'acher, Upasak Imo, Amanashi, Shamshenu Shloshim Yom. Reuven sells an Evet to Shimon and says, you know what, the first 30 days, I still have the rights to use the Evet. So he keeps Kenyan Peros, and he sells the Kenyan Aguf. So same type of idea. So who has the halacha of Yomo Yomayim? So the Gemara has four, the Bryce has four opinions. How can there be four opinions? We'll see. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rishon Yeshra B'din Yomo Yomayim. The first one, the one who still has the rights for the first 30 days, he is the one that has the p'tur, the kula of Yomo Yomayim. Mebrei Shehu Tachtav. Because Lamaisa, he still has the Eved serving him. That's the first opinion. Ksavar, Kidya Peris, Kidya Guftami. Right, that's the first opinion. Kidya, he only has Kidya Peris. He has already sold this Eved. But because he could still use the Eved, Kinyan Peris, Ikid Kinyan HaGuftami. That is the first opinion. Let's do all the opinions and then we'll make some comments. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shani, Yeshra B'din Yomo Yomayim. No, Yehuda says only the second one has, even in the first month. The second one, Shimon, who bought it, has the din of Yom HaYomayim b'pnei shehu kaspo, because it's his. What does that mean? Ksavar, kinyan peiros, lav kinyan aguf dami. Right, the kinyan peiros that the first one retains is not kinyan aguf, it's not comparable. The one who has kinyan aguf of the principal, that's the real owner, and that's where the sheni has the din of Yom HaYomayim. So those two shitas are smooth. Rebbe Yossi Omer, shneyem yeshtem din Yom HaYomayim. They both have it. Why? Zeh mebreishu tachtav. This one because Lamaisa, he has the Eved serving him. Zeh mebreishu kaspo. This one has it because Lamaisa, he has Kenyan Aguf. What's the basis of Rabbi Yossi Shita? Misafkalei, Kenyan Peiros, Ike Kenyan Aguf Tami, Olav Kenyan Aguf Tami. Not sure. And because he's not sure, Visafik Nefashos, Lahakel. We say Safik Nefashos Lakula. And therefore, we won't kill this person because maybe he's in the din of Yom O Yomayim, right? We're machmir, you might call it lakula, but we're machmir in din nefashos. We're machmir not to kill somebody. So it's lakula for the guy who's not being killed, but it's a chumra for bikuach nefesh. Number three, Rabbi Elezer Omer, Shneyam Einan b'din Yom O Yomayim. They both do not have the kula of Yom O Yomayim. If the Eved dies a week later, they're both, whoever did it, is killed. Zelafi she'eno tachtav, v'zelafi she'eno kaspo. The opposite, this one does not have full tachtav, that's the sheni, because the first 30 days is not a tachtav, and the first one is not kaspo, and therefore they're both considered not owners. Omar Rav, my time is Rabbi Eliezer, Omar Kraki kaspo hu, kaspo hamiyuchad lo. Special din, kaspo means his unique kesef. Fine, so that is the four different days, but the first two are Kenyan Peiros, Kenyan HaGuftami, or Lav, Kenyan HaGuftami. Ask the Xos, interesting question, and this is important for another sugya that's come up already. The Xos asks in Shin, where is this? Shin Peivav, says the Xos, we've had before in this parak, Dovar HaGoreim L'mamon, right? One of the three overlapping sugyas, like we like to mention, Dovar HaGoreim L'mamon, Hezek She'eno Nikar, and Garmi. Those are all three cases of Hezek, which have something lacking in the Maisa. But Dovar HaGoreim L'mamon, that's the case where something inherently is not so valuable objectively, but to me, it's valuable. There's an ox. I have your ox, and it became a Shar HaNiskal. So it's Chayiv Misa, right? The Shar is going to be killed. But somehow somebody steals that shor from me before it's put to death. So they've caused me a loss because I can give this ox back to the owner. And it's worth something to me. It saves me money. But now that it's sold, I have to pay the owner money. That's Dabar Gar Lamamon that we had earlier in the parak. So ask the Xos, in the first day of here, right, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says the first one is Yom HaYomayim because it's Tachtav. And the second one doesn't. Ask the Xos, shouldn't the second one also have it? Isn't the animal at least a Dover HaGorim L'mamon to the second one? Right? He still has some type of hold on the animal. Ask the Xos, V'ikil Medak, to Mashba B'Shas HaNizkar, we know from elsewhere in Shas that Dover HaGorim L'mamon is considered money, even though right now it's not Roy for me, but in the future it can be Roy. Right now I have the shor niskal. When I give it to the owner, so that's when it's gonna help me out. It's gonna save me money. Even though right now it's not worth anything. It's chayim misa. So he asked the ksos, so what do you do with our gemara? Paraka chovel. Nehi de kinyin peiris havale ki kinyin aguf. Fine, the kinyin peiris of the first guy is considered kinyin aguf. Hola acher shloshim de sheni have. V'imkein, toch shloshim nami have de sheni machbas dover hagorim l'mamon. Why don't you say it's as if it's at least a dargar l'mamon to the person who bought it, and therefore he can be considered a bailim regarding yomo yomayim? That's the ksos's kasha. Two answers. Number one says the ksos v'nire a chiddush gadol in davar garan l'mamon. We have to remember this one whenever we discuss the sugya. He says davar garan l'mamon only has teeth when the item disappears. When it's not there anymore, that's when we can say it is a davar garan l'mamon. When it's there, it's not. It's worthless. It's ironic. When this shor niskal is sitting in my rishus, so it's chayav es misa. It's not worth anything to me, because the bezel is going to put it to death. Only when someone steals it, when someone steals this ass, all of a sudden I'm allowed to view it in the past as something that was worth something to me, and therefore you have to pay for it. That's the ironic halacha of davar hagar l'mamon. It's goreim when it's not there. When it's there, it's not goreim. When it's there, it's not worth anything. Unbelievable. The ad kalu kamar of shev davar hagar l'mamon kabamon ela she yischayev behezeko kivish al yidei hezek ze. Yifsedu habayla mamon. Avo kolzman de isa be'ena lav mamon huklal. Davar agala mamon is only when it's not there anymore. And I'm allowed to look at it in the past. Oh, you took something that was caused something to cause me to save money. Avo be'ena lav mamonu de lo amrina nello shi yischai bezeka nubu gnei vasan de nifsed al yado. Amazing chiddush by Dara Gar Lamamon. So the Ksos answers with a chiddush by Dara Gar Lamamon. If you look in the Bircha Shmuel, in Yevamos also Zim and Yutes, he quotes the Ksos of Kasha, he says, he doesn't say a chiddush at Dara Gar Lamamon, he says a chiddush in Yomo Yomayim. Right? Because another way to answer the question is, Ksos, how could you compare two different areas of halacha? The Ksos says, hey, it's Dara Gar Lamamon, and therefore he should be considered a bailim for Yomo Yomayim. Who says those two things are comparable? One is a Dini Mamonis law, one is an Isser V'Heter law, says the Bercha Shmuel. That's the answer to the Kososis Kasha. O Simin Yutes, in Yevamis, Os Hey, he said, I'm sorry, Os Dalid, he says, Nehi Damrina Kabamon Dami, Mikamaka Mo Yolze, Diezek Kinyonu Vishalova Kaspol in Yomo Yomayim, Tolomani de Gerla Mamon Raklinian Mamonis. She bailam ubar tviya le'inyan din tviyas nezikin. Avalei chadika din bailam misuya migzeres akasiv. You can't compare the two. So the two beautiful answers from the achronim. Why isn't this a problem of darag alamamar? Good. And there's one other point to mention, and then we'll continue. Suffing the fashas lahakel. We can spend the rest of the shiur on that, but we're not going to. Suffing the fashas lahakel. What's the source for that? Suffing the fashas lahakel. So you might have said, you save somebody's life. If you go suffing Dinim Amonis, right, we know, there's this, by Suffolk, by every area of halacha, we have, the Torah tells us what to do by Suffolk. Suffolk Dinim Amonis, Hamoz Vechavar Lavaraya. Suffolk by Tumah Vatara, Suffolk Tumah Bershus Yachid Tamei, Bershus Arabim Tahar. Suffolk by Isurim, Suffolk the Reis of Lachum, Suffolk the Rabban Lakula. Suffolk Nefashis, Lakula to save the person. But what's the source for that? So do we have a source for all the others? What's the source of the Rashbam? This is discussed elsewhere. The Rashbam in Balbasar Dafnun says, Suffolk the Fashas LaHakel is based on the Hitzilu Ha'eda. Hitzilu Ha'eda, just like the Torah says, we'll discuss this Hashem at length in Sanhedrin. We always do what we can to try to save the defendant. So to hear Hitzilu Ha'eda, that's the source for Suffolk the Fashas LaHakel. Tosfos there, Babasra, Nun Amabez, quotes Pirsha Kuntris. So I don't know if he means that as he thinks that's Rashi. We have it as the Rashbam here. But either way, he says Pirsha Kuntris, Bishop Dachsiv, Vashavto Ha'eda, Hitzilu Ha'eda. Says Tosas the Einira. I don't like that pshat. Dibilava chinami lo katli misfeka. Forget Vitzilu Eida. If you're not sure, Vitzilu Eida means a special din. You go out of your way to try to save the person. What if you're just suffic? You're still going to kill the person. You're not going to kill the person even without Vitzilu Eida. The filo mamonu lo mafkini misfeka. If dinim amenes were not, if we don't take somebody's money misafik, we're not going to kill somebody misafik. Says Tosas. You don't need Vitzilu Eida. What is Vitzilu Eida adding? Even if you're just misafik. So what does Vitzilu Eida add? Say the Achronim, it's not just that you're not killing them mishum safek. You're not killing them as a din vadai. That's the difference. Rabbi Chanan says there in Baal Basra, if you just have the svar of Tosfos, okay, you're not sure what to do, so you're not going to kill them because of safek. But maybe what the pasuk adds is that it's a din vadai of Esilua Eda. What's Lamat Nafgamina? What about Shara Niskal? We've had already in this Masechta, and we're going to have it more again in Sanhedrin. Be'ez Hashem, we compare often Kamisas Abaylam Kachmisas Ashor. The same dinim that apply to killing an animal, killing a person. Be'ez in 23, and other halachas, what if you have a Safek about Ashor Niskal? So if you only have Tosfos as Svara, well, if you don't, you're not Motzi Mamun from a guy, you're sure not going to kill the guy, that wouldn't apply to an animal. You don't have the concept of Bikuch Nefesh by an animal. Again, we take care of an animal as much as we can. There's a concept of Tzar Balei Chayim. But Bikuch Nefesh of an animal doesn't have the same halachas. But if it's a din vadai of Yitzilu Eda, then maybe it might even apply to an animal. Right? That's the nafkamina that Rabbi Chanan has in Baba Basra, Os, Reish, Chaf, Gimel. Well, that's a Isra Kav Yitzilu Eda, she pater bataras vadai. But nafkamina lin yishora niskal. To gamke pater misafik. To kemisas abayim, kach misas ashor. V'ilo hayatam bebayla mishab safik isra ritzicha. Lo shayach bozeh bashor. De'in kan isra ritzicha. To adaraba, safik mitzvah daraisa l'chumra. The opposite, b'yata rami kirbecha. Right ala muchach, that it's a din, baylam havi patr vadai, v'shayach lomar, kemisas abayim, kach misas hashar. Great nafkamina that Rabbi Chanan has. Okay, Vayter, says the Gemara. So we just had the four different days in the Gemara about the din of Yomo Yomayim and the four different opinions in the Tanon. Kaman Azlaha, and the last one was Rebbe Eliezer, that they're both excluded because you need Kaspo Hamiyuchadlo. You have to be the sole exclusive owner for the din to apply. Says the Gemara, Kaman Azlaha da Amar Ameimar. So which Tana is the basis of Ameimar's opinion in the following context? And again, a different context, Ish Veisha, Shemachru B'Nechse Malug. A man or a woman that sells the Nechse Malug, which again, they each have powers. She has guf, he has peros. So if each of them try to sell, lo asu v'lo klum, both of them are excluded. So who is that? Lie, come on, Rebbe Eliezer. That's like Rebbe Eliezer by Yomo Yomayim. Just like Rebbe Eliezer requires exclusive bialas by Yomo Yomayim, that din. So too, the Gemara says, that's the basis for our Meimar, that you would require exclusive bialas for the ability to sell. Rashi says, this is even worse than partners. Because at least by partners, let's say we share something. Let's say we each own something together. So we each own 50% of the whole thing. But here by a man and a woman, no they don't. They each own 100% of half of it. One owns Kenyan Paris, one owns Kenyan Aguf. So you can't even, it's worse, ironically, than a regular case of Shutfin, says Rashi. V'lo domol Shutfin to Alma. Tosam yesh lo zeh chelik b'kulo lito chatzi v'chein lo zeh. And that's why this is worse, even though partners might be able to sell 50% of their holdings. Period. Man tana hadatana rabbanan. Also, who is this opinion? The following. Misha chetzi aved v'chetzi ben chorin. Half and half v'chein aved shalshei shutfin. Ein yotzim rashi evarim shein achozrin. They also don't go out with the rashi evarim that the owner might not get out if you have an aved that's owned jointly. Amalei Rav Mordechai l'Rav Ashi hachi amri mishpei d'rava Rabbi Eliezer hi. Right, so here it's shutfin. Right, so who is his opinion? Rebbe, like Rebbe Eliezer. Amemar didn't have to say the Hasei Malacha by Shutfin, as Rashi said. But here is Beferish. Says the Gemara, Mi lo amar Rebbe Eliezer, Kaspo hamiyuchad lo, Hachanami, Avdo hamiyuchad lo. Same day. Baruch Hashem, we're back to Bava Kama. Says the Mishnah. Hatokel lechaveiro, back to Chavala. Right, the topic of this perek, Chovel umazik. If somebody is tokel lechaveiro, what does that mean? We have this way back. On Daf Lamed Vav, remember the great case of Hanan Bisha, where he knocked somebody's, did a nezek, but it wasn't enough, so he just knocked him again, to make it into a pruta. So, atokel lechaveiro, somebody damages his friend's ear. Either he physically mutilates, or he blows into his ear and hurts him. Atokel lechaveiro, Rashi has those two opinions. What's the halacha? The Rabbanan were misakein a payment. No sein lo sela. You have to give him a sellah. That's the payment that the Rabbanah made. You have to give him a sellah, which is 4 zuz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishra Rabbi Yezek Lili Mana. No, 100 zuz. A lot more. What is this payment for? Machlokas, we've shown him. Rashi says it's just because of Boshes. This is all the Boshes payment. That are the 5 payments. It's all the embarrassment payment, the money for embarrassment. If you look on the Rambam says beferish that it's no, it's for all four payments besides nezek. It's for all four payments. There are banans shuma here. The Rambam says in gimel ches in chovel amazik mishalim oso amamon akatsuv. The kulan kinaso sein v'oso amamon akatsuv who demetzar v'boshes v'ripuy v'sheves. All of it, right? That's the that's in this case. The Rabbanan said that's the halacha for tokea lechavero in the ear. Satro, the Mishnah continues. What happens if somebody gives his friend a hit on the cheek? Nosalama times zuz. That's more embarrassing. Let's go with Rashi Pshat. He has to pay him 200 zuz. That's double Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Liachar yada, and if he does it with the back of his hand, that's even more embarrassing. Nosalama arba meo zuz, 400 zuz. Saram ba'azna, what if he tugs at his ear? Talash b'sairo, rakak v'higia baroko, he spits on him. Hever talisa mimenu, he removes his outer coat from him, which was embarrassing. Pararosha isha bashuk, he uncovers a woman's hair in the market. Nosin lo arba meo zuz, 400 zuz. Right? All of these are very embarrassing. Says the Mishnah, zeh klal, hakol afi kvodo. Everything goes by the kavod, which maybe that's where Rashi got it from. That it's all about boshes, because that's what we're talking about. What does tsar have to do with this kavod? Right? That's the kavod v'kvodo. We'll see in the Gemara what that line is adding. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who always is the optimist, who always has a positive view of things. Afilu aniyim shebi Yisrael. Rowan osam ki'ilu. Hei b'nei chorin. Sheyardu menechseyim. Even the poor of Israel, you have to view them as if they used to be affluent. Right, and therefore their embarrassment is worse. We always view them as such, says Rabbi Akiva, and therefore you have to pay more. That's classic Rabbi Akiva. There was a story, the Mishnah quotes, that a man uncovered a woman's hair in the market. Rabbi Akiva made him pay. Can you give me a couple of days to get my money together? Yes. But he had other plans. Shmaras, he watched her. Omedes al Pesach Hatzera. He wanted to prove to Rabbi Akiva that this woman didn't really care about getting her hair uncovered. So he waited for her at the Pesach Hatzer. Veshavar as hakad befaneh. He breaks a kad of oil in front of her. Uboki iser sheben. And Gil says Rosha. I said mitapechos manachas yada Rosha. What happened? She wanted to get all the oil, so she took off her head covering. She starts putting the oil into her hair to bring back to her house. Lamaisa, she uncovers her own hair. Hemelah Edim. Ah, he took a picture. Right? Hemelah Edim. He had put Edim there. Ubal of Rabbi Akiva. And they were made that she uncovered her own hair. So I shouldn't have to pay. So what did I do? Omer le, Lazuani no sein dalad meo zuz. I'm going to have to pay this woman. Amar leitzer be Akiva lo amar klum. Yes, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that she did this. Why? After all, the rush adds in a shin here. Sheha chovel ba'atzmo. Because I'll prove it to you, Zerbi Akiva. If somebody's chovel to himself, if he wounds himself, avo b'shina rashoi, a person's not allowed to wound himself. We'll have to talk about that more. Right? The person's body is not their own. And therefore, if somebody's not allowed to wound himself, we paskin, a person can't even indirectly wound themselves. A person can't come to Bezdin and said, "Hi, I ate treif. Give me malchus." Right? We don't listen to him. Right? This person's not allowed to do that. A person's body is not their own. Only if two eitim come and testify. So even though a person's not allowed to wound themselves, avishin rashoi patur. Right? He doesn't have to pay himself for anything. Achayim shechav lubo chayavim. But if others wound him, he's chayiv. If he himself does it, he's patur. If others do it, chayiv. So Rabbi Akiva says the same thing. So what? The woman embarrasses herself. But if you do it to her, you have to pay. Or vakosis et Yosef. Or if somebody cuts down little plants and trees of his own. Avo bishena rashoi pater. Even though he's not allowed to, Rashi quotes, bal tashchis. That's going to come up tomorrow, by the Hashem. We're going to wait for that. Pater achayim chayavin. But if other people do it, they're chayiv. Even though I don't have to, if I do it myself, you know, it's still usher. But there's no monetary liability. But either way, says Rabbi Akiva, so what if they do it to themselves? You did a Maisa Hezek, you did a Maisa Chavala, and therefore, you're going to have to pay. The Maharik, interesting, uses this Rabbi Akiva, and the Ramah quotes this Maharik at the end of Eben Ezer, all the way at the end, one of the last Simanim, the Maharik writes in the Tshuva, Rachman Olslan, let's say somebody is Ma'ani, a man is Ma'anis, a woman, and then the second time it's Baratzon. The second time is done Baratzon. willingly. So the man says, well, I don't want to have the halachas of ones because from the first via, because the second, you see, she did it for us in the second one. So does that affect the first one? Says the Maharik, Rabbi Akiva. No. If you did a maisa that's mechayev you money, it doesn't matter what happens afterwards. The second one is the second one. He says, "Inafalcha safik." This is Maharik in Shoresh Kuf Chavtes. Nirlani has died to never pashut. Shemeachr shen is chayev laboshes ubegam veknas im bas knas himi bir rishona avki laachr mikan nisratzelo mikol makom lo hora kocha b'mashu is chayev lakfar mi bir rishona shaisa ba'ones. No, you have to pay. And he says, even for sure, even by the Maisabia, it might just be that she's less ba'ones there because she knows that you will mezalzel her already. She's already in a mezuzel state, so there's less for her to fight. In our case here, and therefore, interestingly, the Ma'arik uses this to say you can't look at the second act to try to get out of your chiyuvim for the first act. Okay, let's get. There's also an interesting case the Chashuki Chemed here discusses. I haven't had this in a while because we didn't have this in the last. In the last cycle, the Rav Zilberstein quotes here by a Chovel Ba'atzmo, an amazing case. Maisa, there was a story with Reuven. He owed a ton of money. He owned thousands and thousands of shkalim. He had a lot of creditors. So he had an idea. He was going to sell one of his kidneys to someone who needed a kidney for 40,000 shekel, 45,000 shekel, in order to be able to pay back his creditors. Is he allowed to do that? That's the Shaila. Number one, he says, you're not allowed to be chovel yourself. But it's pikuach nefesh here. It's pikuach nefesh. Someone needs a kidney. So we paskin, you know, that you're allowed to volunteer a kidney, right? So, putting yourself into a suffix sakana to save somebody from a vade sakana, that's mutter. That's not chayiv. So if it's mutter, then maybe I can take money for it. Because if I'm chayiv to do it, then I'm chayiv to do it. But maybe this question has a lot of different sugyas related to it. It has the isser of chavala. It has the isser. It has the idea of nichnas l'savi sakana. It's somebody from avadei sakana. But this isn't right. If he did it willingly without paying, so he's a chassid. But here we hear of this. We're like, what? He's getting paid for it. We look down on him. But he's giving a kidney. But he's not doing it for the right purposes. Does pikuach nefesh have to be lishma? Right, you have to do pikuach nefesh l'shma or not l'shma. So he said, I'm not sure. He said he asked Rav Yashiv, his father-in-law. So he said, l'maisa. He said, is this going to cause the selling of organs in general for people to start doing that? And it's asid l'day, a terrible state. So maybe even if in this case it's mutter, it should be you should asur it for the greater good. Says Lamaisa, that probably makes sense, but right now we don't have the power to make such takanas, Rav Yashiv says. So he says, takanas umazur rakviat bezdin, because man shalot tiknu, ain't isser bedavar, because man sheish pikuach nefesh lefanenu. So at the end of the day, it would be mutter if the guy would want to, and he's not going to give him shlishi, but that's his Rav Yashiv sock, but either way, that's regarding of chovel ba'atzma. Okay, Vaiter, Ibailu, let's finish this up, this section. But going back to the first case of the Mishnah said that machlokes, if somebody's tokea in their friend's ear, do you pay a sela or a mana? So as the Gemara often asks, what type of mana is this? The more expensive mana or not? Ibailu mana tsuri tanan or mana medina tanan? Is it the mana tsuri, which is worth 100 zuz, or the mana medina, which is worth much less, like 12 something zuz? Tashma, duhu gavre de tokale le chavre, osla kamid rebi huda nesiya, amar lei, ha ana ha rebi yosei glili. He says, well, I'm here, and rebi yosei glili. Havle manatsuri. So give them the manatsuri. So shvamina, manatsuri, tsanan, shvamina. Okay, you know it's the more expensive one. But the Gemara just asks, what did that phrase mean? My ha ana ha rebi yosei glili. What did that answer? Well, rebi yosei glili says you're chayiv amana, and me. What does that mean? Ilei mahafi kamarle, is this what he meant? Ha'ana dechazitech. Well, I saw exactly what happened. V'har Rabbi Yosei Glili, and Rabbi Yosei Glili holds in this case, Damar Manatsuri, Zil Havle Manatsuri. Is that what he means by that phrase? I saw what happened, and we pass on Rabbi Yosei Glili. That can't work. What does he mean by I saw? That he's the aid and he's the dayan. L'meimer de aid nasa dayan? Is that to tell me that he saw it, he could be a dying, but v'hatanya, we don't paskin that way. Sanhedrin sharo echa sharagas anefesh. The entire Sanhedrin sees a murder. Miksasa nasu edim and miksasa nasu dayanim. Some of them become edim and some become dayanim, meaning they can't be edim and dayanim. Div Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, no. Kulam edim heim v'enei nasa dayan. No, they can't even become edim. Rabbi Akiva says even eid haroe is already called an eid. Rabbi Tarfin at least says eid hameid. Once an aid testifies, it can't be an aid. But everybody holds that aid nasa dayan on some level. Adkan look over Rabbi Tarfin, elo de miksasa nasu aidim and miksasa nasa dayanim. Even Rabbi Tarfin holds that you split them. Aval aid nasa dayan lo kamar. So what is, that can't be the pshat of what Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya meant by saying, me and Rabbi Zaglili, I saw it and Rabbi Zaglili hold this way. That can't be what it meant because ain aid nasa dayan. Major sugya, what are the svaras for that? That's this big toast this year. The two svaras that are always quoted for Einei Nasa Dayan, number one, because it's an Eidus She'iyata Yachala Hazima. Eidus has to be hazomable. And if the Eid is a Dayan himself, he's never going to accept testimony against himself. So it's not hazomable, so therefore, Einei Nasa Dayan. Number one. Number two, Tosfos has two other days of Gzeiras HaKasef. Now, V'amdu Shnei Anashim. The Eidim and the Dayanim can't wear the same, they can't wear the two hats. One person can't wear two hats, more of a formal din. And he has 2 days to how he gets that, two psukim. But either way, those are the 2 days that are always quoted in Tosfos for Ein Eid Naase Dayan. Anyway, so the Gemara says, what does it mean? What's the case? The Gemara says, well, Kitanya Hahikyo Chiro Balaila, Tzololam Evedina Ninu. Maybe Rabbi Tarfin only says that you split them if the event was at night. If that was at night, so then you can't give testimony at night, so they're automatically, you can't do din at night, so automatically Eidim. So if they're Eidim, they become Dayanim. But in a Hanami, maybe Rabbi Tarfin would agree that Eid Nasa Dayan. If it was daytime, they could automatically be both. So maybe that is what Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya meant. Or, V'iba Yaseima Hachi Kamar Lei, or this is what he meant. Ha Ana, Disfir like Rabbi Yosei Lili, Domar Monetsuri, that's what Pasha means. I'm here and I hold like him. Pasadi, the Masadi Becha, and the Hera Edim, that will testify, Zil Havli Monetsuri. Right, so go give him Monetsuri, the Edim are here. Period. Says the Gemara, Vesava Rabbi Akiva, De Ein E Nasa Dayan. Rabbi Akiva holds, once we quote Ein Nasa Dayan, we just finish up the Sugya. Does Rabbi Akiva really hold an Eid that can't be a Dayan Vatanya? But doesn't the Braisa say, Vika, Ishes Re'eo Be'evino Be'egrov, a man hits his friend with his stone or a fist. What did we learn out from stone or fist? Shimon Atimini Omer, Ma Egrov Miyuchad, Shemaser Le'edo Le'edim. Shimon Atimini has a chiddush that the weapon of murder has to be able to be brought to Besdin. It, just like a person's fist could be examined by the Sanhedrin and by the Edim that witnessed, Av kol shemaser le'edo le'edim. Prat l'shiyatza mitachas yada Edim. If the Edim lost the murder weapon, the guy's off the hook. Special din, even though the Edim say it. Special gzeiras hakasef. Amar Rabbi Akiva, no. V'chi b'fnei Bezdin hiko, sheyodim kama hiko, v'yama hiko. Does Bezdin know anything outside of what the Edim tell them? Where how the person hit him? Imal shokol tipi dafsho, did he hit him on the leg, on the heart? Va'od harishadaka l'schaver mirosh agag, mirosh abira, person pushes somebody off a roof. Umes bezin malich holchen etzal bira, obira holecha etzal bezin. Does bezin go examine the tower? No, the be'edim could tell them. Va'od imnaf lachozer ubone, if it fell down, do you build it up? No, says Rabbi Akiva. Ella. Ma egrof miyuchat shumaser le'edim, just like a fist can be examined by the edim, of course shumaser le'edim. The edim have to be able to examine it. Right? If it prowl, l'shiyatzasa evim idachas yado shalmaka pater. If the weapon disappears after the murder and the edim never get to examine it, whether it was roy to kill with, so then there's a patur. But the Bezin doesn't have to see it. But Tani Mias, what do you see from this brisa? Omalor Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, V'chi b'fnei Bezin hiko sheyodim kama hiko. Did the murder take place in front of Bezin? What do we master from that line? Ha hiko b'fneiem einas adayin. If they did witness it, they would be able to try the case. Isn't that what's master for Rabbi Akiva's line? Somewhere it says no. No, don't be medayik anything about Einas Adayin from there. He's just answering Shimon HaTimni. Doesn't mean to be medayik that if Bezdin would see this, so then they would be able to do it themselves. Okay, either way, Einas Adayin is a huge sugya. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about it at this time. Beth Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Baruch Hashem, we're back here in Eretz Yisrael, and we will continue Beth Hashem here in Achovel tomorrow.